Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:06 on the clock, got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And we got our great friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center joining us right now. Good morning over there.
Yes, good morning to you guys.
Paul, how nice of you to join us after standing us up yesterday. How Paul, it's good to talk to you. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing all right. How about you guys?
Doing good over here.
Doing great.
Excellent.
What has Mother Nature got in store for us, Paul?
You know, things are looking really, almost a perfect July summer day here for us. So with our sunshine from start to finish, highs near 80. And north winds about 5 to 15, but otherwise some clouds rolling in tonight. Also could see a couple of showers move in late, low at 57. And then chance for a few showers or a thunderstorm for Wednesday, with more clouds and partial sun, 75 Wednesday, 56 scattered shower, thunderstorm chance into Wednesday night. And then that outlook for Thursday and Friday, still some low 80s both days, partly sunny, still a few isolated shower storm possibilities here from Thursday to Friday. And overnight lows still hanging in the mid-upper 50s through the end of the week. And that weekend weather, still isolated shower storm chances, but otherwise some sun and highs right around 82 Saturday and Sunday. Some comfortable overnights still with mid-upper 50s for lows through the end of the weekend. So enjoying that as well here in the extended outlook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not
that
bad.
Sounds great. Yeah, I like the mix of sun and temperatures and rain. We use that.
I think we're going to keep that one, Paul. I think we'll keep it. That
right.
Sounds good.
We'll put that one on reserve too for later.
Yeah. Whenever we need a repeat. Yeah, we'll get that.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, Paul. Yeah, have a great day. We'll get back together tomorrow.
Thanks,
sounds
Paul.
Good. You bet.
Thank you, Paul. Best in the business right there, our good friend Paul Trobley, the Weather Eye Weather Center, joins us every morning right around this time. Give us an update on Mother Nature. Always appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get into kick things off, Melissa. I wanted to touch on a little bit of rafter news. Rafters are just, I would make the argument they're the hottest team in the Northwoods League right now.
Yes.
It was a big offensive day for the Rats yesterday as they slashed the Mallards 10-5. Wonderful victory. Just a couple interesting stats out of this. The Rafters have combined for 26 runs and 26 hits in the past two. They are currently on a two-game win streak and have improved to 3-4 overall in the Great Lakes West Division in this second half. The pitching has been pretty steady, although we've seen even some improvements with that. And in the bullpen, it's really the bats that have warmed up.
Yeah.
We're going
to a lot of hits.
Yeah. We're going to the Duck Pond tonight. We're going to be in Madison in Madtown at 5:50. Mm-hmm. Our pregame will kick off for that.
See if they can keep their winning streak going.
Yeah. And we're looking forward to that, hopefully continuing here in town on Wednesday when we've got a special doubleheader. Now, every doubleheader is special. Let's play two, as Ernie Banks would tell you. We're hosting the Green Bay Rockers. Booyah was such a better name. But Green Bay Rockers, nonetheless. 11:20, the first game will kick off. And 6:20, right now we've got scheduled for that second game, of course, depending on how that first game goes. A couple of special things going on at the ballpark in Winterfield tomorrow night. We encourage you to head on down there and don't just go alone. Bring your furry friend.
That's right. It's Bark in the Park tomorrow.
Are you
going to be my furry friend?
Yes, I have no problem with that. I don't mind.
That would be awkward.
Yes, very awkward for everybody, yes. Independence Day dress-up contest for personal pets. That is going to be great. I want to see some George Barkingtons out there.
I want to see pets dressed up, but I would love to see owners dressed up like their pets, too. I think that would be so cool.
Yes, and you have homework, everybody. You have to take pictures and post them on our WFHR Facebook page.
Absolutely.
We need to see these. Melissa and I need this. We need you to post this.
We do.
Groomer Wars contest during the game. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, it's such a great opportunity to showcase our local groomers in the area and what they can do for you and your pets.
If you have a furry friend, you know how many great groomers we have in this area and how busy they are by trying to schedule an appointment, because every one of them is busy as gal get out. It's going to be fun to see them getting together and raising awareness and some attention to some things. In bingo games, prizes, and more, bring your pet to the game. game. All of this is going to help our great friends at the Southwood County Humane Society. Of course, Madison Rafter and the gang over there join us every Thursday morning with our Pet of the Week. Join us at 9 o'clock every Thursday for that.
Mm-hmm.
Encourage you to bring a donation and receive a gift from Kohler Generations and Current Technologies.
Yes, Kohler Generators and Current Technologies. We appreciate them very much.
Big, big fans of our friends over there at Kohler. Great people.
Mm-hmm.
We're big fans of the Central Wisconsin Gift of Life people, and they're going to be at the ballpark tomorrow, too. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that with our friend Terry Hamas. She's going to join us from Current Technologies and the Central Wisconsin Gift of Life to talk more about this Bark in the Park and all the stuff that they have with the Central Wisconsin Gift of Life night at the ballpark.
Great.
Looking forward to that and more Rafter baseball, of course. You can get your tickets at northwoodsleague.com. Encourage you to do so. I wanted to touch on this too, Melissa, and we got into this already on our sister station over there at WIRI. Join us every morning from 7 to 8, the Sunrise Show. Stream us 24/7 at civicmedia.us.
Indeed.
And if you haven't already bookmarked that page, well, why not? I mean... We've asked nicely a lot, guys. Just please, I don't think we ask a lot of you. Just please bookmark the page, stream
but
us.
But even easier, download the app.
Yeah, download the app.
I like the feature that once you are on one of the stations, you can just like hit the over arrow and get to the other stations within our network, and so you could listen to them all. But you should just bounce between WIRI and WFHR because we're the best.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you ain't gonna beat it. You know, why?
It's the only place to find me and James.
Exactly. and we're not only that, but I mean, going through the hassle of flipping around, even as easy as it is on the Civic Media, we don't want to put you through that. Just stick
but
with
the
us.
Best thing about the Civic Media app is it's one button dialing to call us. You don't even have to dial 424-2600 to call us and join in on the show. You can just do it right on the app.
And honestly, everybody, I would love you to test this out. Go ahead and give us a call anytime. Doesn't matter what we're talking about, what we're doing. Call us up.
Change the subject. Yeah, we'd love that.
Yeah, we'd love to have that. We want you to be as much of a part of it, feel like you're a producer on this show just as much as I am, Melissa and Seth and everybody else that joins us on the airwaves here. And in part, we want you to bookmark that webpage, civicmedia.us, because we have something really exciting that we wanted to tell you about that Melissa and I have been chomping at the bit to get into. We got to get into it earlier, the Civic Media Statewide Blood Donation Challenge.
Civic Pints.
Yeah. This is a fantastic way for you to put back in your community, be a superhero, and possibly get some free tickets.
Oh, yeah. You have between now and July 31st to get entered to win one of many prizes. Like, we're talking 200 prizes here, James.
Yeah, we are. I love the way we do things around here at Civic Media. There's nothing we do small when we do these giveaways. They're always huge. Civic Media, you can listen to if you're driving from the top of the state to the bottom or back and forth or left to right, whatever you're doing, you'll be able to get our great broadcasting, our great stations. And in part, thanks to that reach that we have, when we do our giveaways, we've got to reach the whole state. So we got a lot of tickets to give away. We got a lot of things to give away. And we're looking forward to being able to do that. So as Melissa was saying, now through July 31st, all you've got to do, take a selfie of you going to donate blood. Post it at civicmedia.us/giveblood. You can go right there to submit it directly, or you can go to any of your social media, hangouts. Go to the Gram, go to Facebook, you can go to Snapchat. I don't know all of them, so I got to stop there.
Make one up.
Yeah, yes. Go ahead and go to any of those.
Yep, hashtag Civic Pints.
Civic Pints. That's all you got to do, everybody. That hashtag. And while you're at it, maybe put the hashtag WFHR or WIRI if you'd like to.
Because you heard it here.
And not only is this a way for us to get some bragging rights and show how big we are at donating here in Central Wisconsin and how strong our stations are here and our listenership is.
Yep, but it gets you entered for prizes.
Yeah, yeah. And as we all know that there is a shortage, not only here in Wisconsin, but throughout the country and everything. Doing this in no small feat is being a superhero.
It does make you a hero. And especially this time of year, donations drop off in the summertime, but the need is constant.
Greatly appreciate everybody that can do this, being a part of this. Thank you for joining us on this journey, on this true, true adventure. And something that, I talk about it all the time. Being a superhero seems like a hassle. I mean, they put that bat signal in the air, and maybe you're tired. Maybe you just sat down and you're watching a good movie. The bat signal comes up, and, I gotta go stop crime again.
Hold my popcorn.
Imagine putting on those tights every night.
I know we talked earlier about you wearing tights. Actually, now I want to see it. I want to see you in tights.
You are
preferably red or blue.
You are the only person that wants to see that. That's it.
I know you have the orange pair that you're just dying to sport out, but red or blue, James, pick.
I'll go with blue just because I feel like that might match the horror on people's faces more. That might. Go to.
That's where the cape comes in.
They cover it up, yeah. I put the cape in front this time. Civicmedia.us/giveblood. We encourage you to be a part of this. Win yourself some tickets and put back in your community, everybody.
Hashtag Civic Pints.
As I mentioned earlier in the 9 o'clock hour, Terry Hummett's going to join us from Current Technologies and Central Wisconsin Gift of Life. We'll talk about them at the ballpark. And we got plenty more other fun things coming up. It is Amazon Prime Day, so we're going to talk about that, along with the states that are most interested. Did it. It is Slurpee Day, so we got 7-Eleven coming up. A mathematician came up with the ultimate new swear word, Melissa.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we got to get into that
interesting.
One, too. Yeah, that should be interesting. All right. That is coming up for you, along with plenty more right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, this is Garth Brooks. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Not all of you are singing.
Oh,
happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Brooks. Thank you, Garth. Thank you. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. You get there. Wish them a good morning from all of us here at WFHR. Be sure to get us your birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@WFHR.com or james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can send it to really any of our staff here. You can also direct message us on Facebook or the WIRI WFHR web pages. Go ahead and go there, direct message us. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries.
Or you can call right now, 424-2600, if it's your birthday or somebody you know.
Maybe it was the last second thing you forgot about, you know, or something.
We want to hear from you.
I know what this is like. My mom did this since I was a kid, put the birthdays on the calendar so we wouldn't forget, but you still would forget some. You know, they pops up on that day, and oh no, it's so-and-so's birthday.
Yep. I put them in my calendar, and it notifies me, but the notifications come at like 8 o'clock.
I might lose some people on this one, but I would probably keep Facebook just because it reminds me of birthdays. That's it.
It's the only reason.
Yeah. I got to be honest with the audience here real quick, because they've got like an impromptu small little car show going on over at the BP next door to us.
Oh, really?
And it is very distracting because there are some very beautiful cars out there.
Ooh. So stop by the station and see the car show. Swing in and get a Rafters schedule from Pam.
Uh-huh. God, you're good at this, Melissa. Nicely done. Nicely done. Let's go ahead and dive into our local celebrity birthdays here. I've got three possible qualifiers. Melissa, give me a 1 through 3.
Let's go with 1.
All right, that gives us that qualifier. We can get right into the celebrating. First up, want to wish a very happy birthday to our friend, Carol One Row Brody.
Oh, happy birthday, Carol.
Carol, of course, of One Row's Greenhouse, one of our favorite places in town.
Mm-hmm.
Love all of our greenhouses in town, and One Row's is one that I've gone to as long as I've lived out here, I think. I think I've been going there the longest, maybe.
Yeah.
Carol's awesome. She's wonderful. Mm-hmm. She has helped me. There were times years ago I was getting something from my mom for Mother's Day, and I couldn't remember what my mom's favorite flower was or something like that. And Carol, just patient as all get out, and helped me. She's a great lady. Wonderful lady. Happy birthday, Carol.
Happy birthday, Carol.
Happy birthday to Doug Berg.
Happy birthday, Doug.
Doug, enjoy your day. Hope it's a great one for you.
Mm-hmm.
And our qualifiers celebrating their 64th anniversary.
Oh, perfect.
Man, that hits me. That's good. That's beautiful. Happy 64th to Dean and Jan Langhoff.
Dean and Jan. Aw, congratulations and happy anniversary.
65th anniversary is a Blue Sapphire, so next year you might want to start looking at those.
Start saving.
Yeah.
They are gorgeous, though.
We may be able to help you save some money, giving you a free breakfast from our friends at Misty's. Be listening to the first show we have back at the beginning of the month. We'll announce our winner. That winner will get 2 free meals, 2 pieces of pie from our friends at Misty's, and we greatly appreciate them sponsoring the birthday anniversary club for the last 1,000 years. They've been with us a long time.
They have, but they are the best, and it's a wonderful atmosphere there at Misty's. You feel like you're, you know, just welcomed in somebody's home kitchen.
I think there's some nice convertibles out there, Melissa.
Stop getting distracted. Pay attention.
Celebrity birthdays. That's where we're going next. Alisa Cara is 27. She won Best New Artist Grammy in 2018. Her hits Here, Stay, Scars to Your Beautiful, and from the Moana theme, How Far I'll Go.
Oh, yeah.
I know my nephews really love that show, Moana. I'm pretty sure they sang along to that song. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I sang along to it with my ukulele once.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was fun.
Lil Kim is 49. Former... she's still a rapper.
49.
She doesn't really do much anymore. Her last big hit was Lady Marmalade with Pink, Maya, and Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
Really
hit I like that song. It's fun to sing at karaoke with a bunch of girls.
She was one of the female hip-hop artists that really pushed things to where they are now, I think. I think a lot of the female rappers that are out there right now are emblazing a lot of what she did back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Rosenbaum is 51. He was Lex Luthor on Smallville. He was also the voice of the Flash in the DC Animated Universe and Martinix in the Guardians of the Galaxy. Those movies. He's a great actor. He was always he's done some guest spots on like It Was Sunny in Philadelphia and everything. I like his work. He's good. Let's see here. Lisa Rinna is 60, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I have no idea what that is.
I know what it is, but I've never seen it.
Okay, now I know what it is. Yeah, they got like 80 of those, don't they? They got Real Housewives of Burbank, Real Housewives
are
of Albuquerque.
Are her lips real?
No, they are not. I don't even know what you're looking at, and I'm guaranteeing you that if she is on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, I'm going to go ahead, and you can go ahead and get mad at me if you want, everybody, but I'm gonna bet every penny I have that she has not got real lips. Suzanne Vega is 64. Biggest hits.
Really?
Luca and Tom's Diner, 64. Yeah. Wow.
I like Luca. Yeah. I like her singing.
Oh, yeah. I think one of the more modern pop folk kind of singers, Susan Vega. Storyteller. Great storyteller. Great songwriter. That song,
Luca. Folk-inspired music.
I felt like Luca was one of those few pop songs that wasn't on every radio, but like every other radio. So you didn't like...
Well, and you recognize it when you hear it, but you don't necessarily know, at least for me, who sang it, because I'm terrible like that.
Well, yeah, and all of us is scratching our minds. Have I ever met a Luca? Did I ever know a Luca? I knew a Luke. I don't know if I know a Luca. Richie Sambora is 64, former Bon Jovi songwriter, guitarist, one of the integral parts of Bon Jovi doesn't get where they do without Richie Sambora. There, I said it. I'm sorry, John Bon Jovi. I'm sorry to offend any Bon Jovi fans out there. But as good as John Bon Jovi was, as good as the whole band was, Richie Sambora, those guys were good. He is great. He is on a different level when it comes to guitar playing. I think that Wanted Dead or Alive is a great example of that. But even on the Young Guns soundtrack, when John Bon Jovi had that single on there, Young Guns, Richie Sambora did guitar on that, and I felt like his guitar blew away anything John did. I'm just being honest. I think that he's a great guitar player.
Well, kind of and that's underrated. Okay, because you can't have the band without the lead guitarist.
Yeah, you need it.
Yeah.
Mindy Sterling is 70, Fra Fabrosia on the Austin Powers movies and many other great roles.
Oh, I like her.
Some people no longer with us, like the great Yul Brynner, born in this day in 1920, passed away in 1985, beautifully bald star of The Magnificent Seven, The Ten Commandments. Of course, maybe one of his most famous roles from The King and I. The android gunslinger in Westworld, which is a big integral part of why they turned it into a TV show on HBO that was fantastic for the first couple seasons. Incredible show for the first couple of seasons.
I didn't realize he was Russian.
Yeah, I didn't either. It was much later in life that I found out that he was great actor. God, you want to see some like acting personified? You watch anything Yul Brynner ever did, especially.
I want to see Anastasia.
He was good. I didn't even think of that. That's a great one.
It's got Ingrid Bergman in it.
Yeah, another legend. I am such a sucker for Westerns, and The Magnificent Seven is one of my top 10 favorite movies of all time, and Yul Brynner's a big part of it. Go ahead and watch that one. And the great E.B. White, born in this day in 1899, passed away in 1985, author of Charlotte's Web and Stuart Little. Where would our childhoods be without Charlotte's Web?
Yeah, that was one of my favorite cartoons.
Yeah, yeah.
The scene where the rat goes crazy at the fair and eats all the food.
It's wonderful. It's also, I don't know, does every kid's story have to end that way? I mean, it just feels like it's that, it's Old Yeller, it's, you know, I mean, if it's not that, it's the Bambi movie. I mean, just every single one.
Well, but, you know, to be fair, our fairy tales or stories like that from our childhood are better than the ones from, you know, past generations, yeah, where they were actual horror stories.
Yeah, yeah. You look at the actual grim fairy tales, the real grim, mm-hmm, fairy tales. You ain't reading those to your kids. You might not even read those yourself to go to bed at night. Yeah, I don't know. One more time, wishing very happy birthdays to our list here today. We have Carol One Row Brody. Happy birthday, Carol.
Yes, happy birthday, Carol.
Happy birthday to Doug Berg.
Happy birthday, Doug.
And a happy 64th anniversary to Dean and Jan Langhoff. Happy anniversary, you too.
Dean and Jan, congratulations.
Celebrate with our great friends over at Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Stick around for Melissa's News right here at Locally Grown Radio.
Yo, listen up. Here's a story.
Oh, boy.
All day and all night, and everything he sees is just blue. Inside and outside, blue his house with a blue little window and a blue Corvette.
I'm gonna let you keep going.
I know you would. That's why I'm stopping.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Hope you're having a great start to your morning out there.
Just wait, here it comes. I'm blue.
Melissa and James here with you. Hope you're having as good of a time as we are. Call up at the show and let us know. 424-2600. Mm-hmm. We'd love to hear from you. Especially some of you, you know, let's be honest. Some of you ain't working right now anyway. Millions of you right now are pretending to work while you're on Amazon. messing around with Amazon Prime Day. Amazon Prime Day is here. And I think we at this point now in the game, Melissa, that we have talked ad nauseum about not using Amazon if you don't have to, buying local, supporting local. We encourage you to do that wholeheartedly, certainly, as we dive into this subject. But yes, we also understand, you know, people are still using Walmart. People are still using Amazon. People are still doing these things. And that's,
sometimes you have to just make ends meet.
Yeah. So let's dive into this and see what we got. They made it a two-day thing a while back, so it's today and tomorrow. And if you've shopped on Prime Day before, you probably will again this year. A poll found only 5% of past Prime Day shoppers plan to skip it this time. I guess I'm one of those. Well, maybe you knock it up to 6%. The top four things we're buying are the same as last year. Clothes, shoes, and other apparel. 63% are looking for stuff in that category. 52% are looking for electronics. 42% are looking for household essentials. And 42% are also looking for Amazon basics. And finally, 40% are looking for hobby and leisure products. It knocked out non-perishable food and pantry products as well, because that is also something that Amazon has gotten in on, for those that don't know, is, you know, that you people order food and you know, all kinds of toiletries and stuff from there now.
Yep.
So there's that, and I thought that this tied, well, it does obviously tie perfectly into it, which states are shopping the most on Amazon Prime Day.
Okay.
Over 3,000 Americans were asked to rate their Amazon obsession on a scale of 1 to 10, and the most obsessed state is Alabama, with 37% of people in Alabama said 7 or higher.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say a state in the South.
Yeah, it seems to be. I seem to remember this last year, too, Alabama being one of the top, if not the top, states. The five states that love Amazon the most are Alabama, North Carolina, Tennessee, Michigan, and a tie between Kansas and New Hampshire.
Okay.
Interesting kind of collection right there.
It is. And I wonder why.
Yeah. The top state that doesn't love Amazon is Washington, which is funny because that's where their headquarters are.
Yeah, that is funny. But actually, maybe it makes sense.
I was just going to say, yeah, I think it does, actually. The five least obsessed states are Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Oklahoma, and Connecticut.
Yeah, most of them over there by the headquarters.
And there's something weird going on with Washington, too, because the same poll found it's in the top five for monthly spending on Amazon. So I don't know what that means. I don't know. The national average is $91.75 spent on Amazon. I don't know if that's that's a national average of a month, how much we spent.
It's not hard to spend that much in a month on Amazon.
No. Tennessee ranks first at just overall with $124 a month. Washington is fourth with $112. West Virginia spends the least at $56 a month. What about Wisconsin? We spend about $113 a month, and we rank 66. Out of this. Now, how that happens when you have 50 states in the union, I'm not sure. I don't feel like the math is working out on that, but I'm not going to, tell these people how to do their job.
Well, polls and surveys, you can twist them and spin them any way you want to, right?
You really can. I have no idea what's happening with that one. I don't know what to do with that.
Somehow Amazon wins. Yeah. That's how this ends.
Yeah. Somehow we just keep making Jeff Bezos richer, which nobody's happy about. No, nobody feels good about that one.
No, and yet we still keep using Amazon.
Yeah. And this is something that I do think that we can wean ourselves off of the more we're able to. The more you're able to find local products that, maybe aren't the same exact thing you find on Amazon, but they match I know growing up, there's a handful of products. There's only at least a couple of products that I got to get the name brand of. I'll be honest, like Q-tips, for an example. That's one of those, and that's my mother's fault. My mom, we had nothing growing up, but we always had like milk in the house and Q-tips.
And
like,
Q-tips.
Yeah, and the good ones, things like, but there's very few things for me that I don't find like a quote unquote generic version, and that being even better sometimes.
Well, and like you said, weaning yourself off of it. What gives me hope for this is the fact that I weaned myself off shopping at Walmart.
Yeah.
I used to go in there, especially in like my, early 20s. Mm-hmm. And I would just buy all this stuff I didn't need because it was on sale, or, oh, this is cool, I might use this sometime. Once I stopped going there as often, I didn't buy all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if we just stop visiting the Amazon website as much, if you would maybe buy less.
I think you'd be surprised. I know that I did. I've been doing this since the start of the year. And I think I've gotten maybe two or three things from Amazon, maybe a little bit more than that, maybe four or five. I'll say because I don't know the number off the top of my head. But I know that it's been a lot less than I used to do.
Well, and I also like to, if I'm looking for an item, sure, you do a search and the first thing that pops up is an Amazon, the item you're looking for on Amazon. Mm-hmm. Keep going. Keep scrolling down and see what where else you can get it from, and maybe even get it cheaper. You could be surprised.
Yeah, yeah. You have a couple of powers in this world. You have your vote, of course, and you have your dollar. And how you choose to use your dollar is no different than how you choose to use your vote.
Great thing about shopping online is that you don't have to go from store to store. Like traveling wise, you could just travel down the page.
Yeah. And there's so many great businesses that are local businesses that are online nowadays.
Yes. Yes.
Encourage you to check those out. Buy local, support local. We will take a quick commercial break. We'll come back. And we got this mathematician that came up with the ultimate swear word.
Oh, I want to hear this.
Yeah, we got to get to that next, don't we? We've been chopping at the bit to get to this one. We'll do it when we come back right here on The Morning Show. It's Melissa James taking you through your morning here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Hope you're having a good Tuesday out there. Melissa and James here with you. At the top of the next hour, we're going to be joined by Terry Hummus, Current Technologies in Central Wisconsin Gift of Life. We're going to talk with her about their night at the ballpark tomorrow during the Rafters doubleheader. Of course, Bark in the Park night tomorrow as well at Winterfield.
So much going on.
Come there for back-to-back games, everybody. We'll talk more about that with Terry at the top of the hour. In the 9 o'clock hour, we'll also get into a little entertainment news, have a Danny Wright story, and some local good stories of the day all lined up for you. Right now, we've got to do this one, and we've got to do it delicately. We're talking curse words, and we want your favorite curse word, 424-26. No, I'm joking. We can't do that. I don't have a beep button. I don't have a beep, 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 beep. I don't have what we used to call it in my house as a kid, the Eddie Murphy button. Because whenever you were watching an Eddie Murphy stand-up special or something on TV, you did not hear the special. It was just nothing but beeps. But I do think it's a topic we can have some fun with while being PG. If we will, about this.
Sure.
As we all, being honest about it, we all have favorite swear words, or at least go-to swear words.
Even if they're not actual, curse words.
Yes, exactly. I personally, the older I get, I find it more fun, actually, to say words that are more, you don't
creative.
Think of, yeah, and maybe are you don't even think of as a swear word sometimes. A pineapple! Dang it! You stub your toe. Son of a pineapple! It actually helps take you out of the pain. It helps take you out of the moment. I don't want to get too into the weeds here with this or anything, but growing up, had a lot of violence, had a lot of pain. This is something that helped me. It seems silly, but it works. It's something that's helpful. I also found with kids... I come from an Italian family. We swear a lot, I'll be honest. When you got kids, you don't want to swear around the kids. So I tried to find a way around it. I started swearing using swear words in Italian. That worked for about a month.
And then they just learned how to swear in Italian.
Yep. Got smart kids, Melissa. Smart kids.
Yep. Dang it.
Well, a budding mathematician may be able to help us out. A budding mathematician in England used an algorithm to come up with the perfect new swear word. She took a list of 186, narrowed it down to 45 best ones in her opinion, and used an algorithm to create a new word that's supposed to be the ultimate curse word. So what is it? Well, the algorithm said the ideal swear word has four letters and starts with a B, apparently because there were more B words on the list than any other. And then it also has to have an ER tacked onto the end.
Okay.
So according to the algorithm, the ultimate swear word is, and it's one we can actually say on the air, it is banger.
Banger.
Yeah. B-A-N-G-E-R. Most people agree it is not very good. Even the mathematician herself admits it's not as satisfying as some of the top real swear words people use. She's still tweaking the algorithm, though, so maybe it'll come up with a better one someday. She's doing this because studies have found swearing can help with pain when you hurt yourself. Ha! Ha! I told you. So her goal is basically to find the perfect word to yell when you stub your toe. One of my favorite behind-the-scenes actor stories involves John Wayne, and I don't think many people know, unless you've listened to our show, and I've told this story 100 times. John Wayne was filming, and one of the elder statesmen of his time, and John Wayne said something. They tended to listen. John Wayne was the one of the biggest partiers in Hollywood history, but also one of the hardest workers in Hollywood history. John Wayne was literally the first guy on set and the last guy to leave in every movie he was ever in. He gained the respect of his co-stars, of his co-workers and everything. And because of that, John Wayne stood his foot down quite literally. There was a scene where he gets his foot caught in a bear trap.
The bear trap.
The line is written, "Gosh darn it." And he refused to do it. He's like, there's no way, and there's no human being in human history. I believe his quote was, there's no human being in human history that has ever gotten their foot caught in a bear trap and shouted, gosh darn it. That's not acting. That's not reality. And he stood up for that, which really helped fight against censorship, fight to make movies more realistic. But also, I mean, it was apt. It fit. I mean, he was right.
And very accurate.
whether we like it or not, swear words do have their place. Now, I think that some people use them lazily. And by that, I mean teenagers. And that's fair, though. We all...
I know some adults that use it lazily as well.
Oh, yeah. But we all know what it's like when you're a teenager and you're first starting to get to, like, swear among your friends. And that one friend who every other word is a swear word just because they have the freedom to finally say it, or they just discovered swear words or something. Like,
yeah. The laziness comes in, though, when you just use the same one over and over and over.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. Yes.
And to me... I have accused someone of this. It's like, you know, could you get a little more creative? If you have to swear all the time, change it up every now and then. Because I'm sorry, it sounds like your vocabulary is like three words wide.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's part of the reason why I actually push against this. I don't think banger is a bad one. We already use it, or I should say we used to use it, I think back in the early 2000s as a word for a hit song. That's a banger. That's what we would say. I'm pretty sure that just me saying this out loud now makes it uncool. So I don't think we're saying... So now we can use it for other things because it's not used for a hit song anymore because I've killed it. we have anybody over the age of 40 using these terms and we destroy it right away. So we have to keep coming up with new words. It's not... the younger generations need this.
Well, and that's the fun thing about right now. In today's society, we're using words here in America that have nothing to do with the actual meaning of them, and we're just applying them to whatever. Like, you know, this is just so cake.
Yeah, nice.
And why not? I mean, we could do what we want.
Absolutely. I thought that I've never done this before, Melissa, and I'm going to try to do something in real time here. New slang terms. I am throwing into the search engine now, right now. And, oh boy. This is quite the list. Clap back. There's a big one right now being used. Flex, of course. That's that one's. But so a lot of these words are like you said, Melissa. Ghosted. These are words that we already have in our lexicon, but the definitions have changed.
Here's one I haven't heard. Drip.
Oh yeah, I've heard that one.
You're supposed to be clothes. Stylish or sophisticated clothes.
Yeah, like today I have bad drip on. It was laundry day, so I'm not dressed the greatest today.
That sounds like something post nasal.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Or high key. It's the opposite of low key when you're trying to let everybody know your business. I'm trying to see if there's some vibe. Vibe is old. I've been using vibe my whole life. That's not okay. Here's one that I'm tired of already. Sus. I'm tired because nobody ever uses it when something is actually suspect or a little suspicious.
They're using it other. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it throws me off. I don't like it. I'm old. glow up.
Bougie is almost kind of old too.
Bougie is getting old. I do like that one though. I like bougie.
But I think it's been around a lot longer than. Yeah. I think it's made a comeback.
Oh yeah. Maybe it has. Yeah. Tea, like you spill your tea, like gossip.
Oh, I haven't never heard that one.
Yeah, I like that one. That's an interesting one. That's a fun one. It's interesting. It's an interesting list, and I'm pretty sure that as we're talking about these, we've destroyed them. Every young person is like, oh, man, I was supposed to have off this summer. We're just supposed to hang out with my friends. Now I got to come up with new slang words. man. July 11th is a number of things, as we touched on with our National Day of Calendar earlier. We had National Mojito Day and some other fun stuff in there. And it's National Slurpee Day.
Slurpee Day.
If you happen to have a 7-Eleven near you, get on over there and get yourself a free Slurpee. They're doing their promo again where anyone can walk in and get a free small Slurpee with no purchase necessary. Rewards members can also get a dollar deal on hot dogs and other snacks. Melissa, they've been doing this for over 40-some years. I know that because I've been doing it. As a kid, I went every year. We knew we'd get a free Slurpee, so we knew every year. And I'm going to be honest about this, and I want to apologize. And if there is a statute of limitations on this, I want to throw myself on the mercy of the court. We would go to multiple 7-Elevens. My friends and I, we'd travel to like the west side of Chicago just to go to the 7-Eleven over there. We'd take the L or something like that and get that free Slurpee.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I don't know. All Slurpee flavors are up for grabs, but they're also featuring a new Sprite Lemonade flavor.
Ooh.
It's one of three new flavors that they added this summer. The other two are summertime citrus and hibiscus lemonade.
Hibiscus?
Hibiscus, thank you. Hibiscus lemonade. That sounds good.
That sounds good.
You can get a free Slurpee at any Speedway gas station today also. And folks in Texas, Louisiana, New Mexico, and Oklahoma can get one of any Stripe store. 7-Eleven owns both of those brands now. They have kind of taken over a lot of the gas station game.
Okay.
I know that we have, in particular, we have some listeners in Texas and in Louisiana. So we say good morning to them and head on over to those. We encourage you to take a picture with your free Slurpee and put it on our Facebook page. Go ahead.
Do so.
Do that.
And the picture of the color of your tongue after you've drank or eaten your Slurpee.
Good call. Good call, Melissa. And we got some homework for you. Call up 424-2600. What's your favorite Slurpee?
Yeah. Mine is the blue.
Yeah, it's a good
blue
one.
Blue raspberry.
It's a good one. I'm a big fan of watermelon, strawberry. I like both of those. Even the classics, like the blueberry, are just good ones to go to. They're just good go-tos.
I'm trying to find the closest one, and I haven't been able to find it yet.
Yeah, I was going to look at that earlier, and I did not get a chance to, so I appreciate you doing that. I did not see anything nearby. I'll be honest with you about that one. I don't know if we're going to be able if you're going to be able to find it.
There's a 7-Eleven in Madison.
Nice.
I mean, it's at least within the state.
There you go. There you go. And hey, any chance you can get into Madison, that's one of my favorite cities in the world. I encourage you to head on over there. As we wrap up the segment, I did want to mention this one because we do talk world records around here. It's one of the things we do at WFHR. Mm-hmm. More than 17,000 pancakes were served in 8 hours to break a world record.
Wow, 17,000?
Organizers of an annual rodeo and festival in Alberta announced that they broke a Guinness World Record by serving more than 17,000 pancakes in 8 hours.
Nice.
The Calgary Stampede, an annual exhibition rodeo and festival in Calgary, announced pancakes started being served to volunteers at the GMC Stadium at 6:30 a.m. Sunday and started being served to the public when the doors opened at 8 a.m. The event's official Twitter account posted that they actually made 17,182 pancakes that were served by the end of the 8 hour period.
Wow.
Guinness World Records adjudicator Brittany Dunn was on hand to observe the attempt. She ended up disqualifying 15 of the pancakes for various reasons, but that still left enough to break the Guinness World Record. But that's where I want to go, Melissa. What disqualified those pancakes?
Yeah, what disqualifies a pancake?
I like the idea of these bakers or these cookers. They're making these pancakes, and there's one guy who keeps making square pancakes, and that disqualified them for some reason or something. Like, you messed it up, right. Tony. What are you making square pancakes for? Is that a rectangle? You can't do that.
It can't look like Mickey Mouse.
No. That's not a banger. That's not. if you were to be making a food for a Guinness World Record, pancakes feels like one of the more easier ones.
Yeah, pancakes wouldn't be too difficult. Make multiples of.
Off the top of my head, it may actually be the easiest one now that I'm thinking of it. Certainly with breakfast foods.
Well.
I'm trying to think.
I don't know. Sausages are pretty easy to make.
True. Bacon.
Not from scratch, but.
Bacon don't take you too long to make.
True.
That's not a bad one either. Oh, boy. Oh, Melissa. Let's break the Guinness World Record for most amount of bacon cooked. Let's do this, people.
I bet you somebody already did, but we should look into it.
This is one of those things where even if we don't break the record, it's just going to be fun trying. Bacon, everybody. What more do you need from me? Bacon.
Yeah, they did they just made the largest old-fashioned in the state. Yeah. I know they just did that somewhere around here, but...
It was in Bacon. In Bacon, Wisconsin, right near Bacon Street on Bacon Avenue. I got bacon on the brain now. I'm sorry, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next hour, we've got Bacon Hummus. Terry, our good friend Terry is going to join us from Current Technologies and Central Wisconsin Gift of Life. We're going to talk their night at the ballpark during Winterfield's doubleheader taking place with the Rafters tomorrow night. More of that and plenty more coming up on the morning show here at WFHR.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.